So then he goes on to mention the affair of the pregnant and the breastfeeding woman. If they fear for the safety of the child, then they are to break the fast, make it up, and feed a poor person for every day that they miss a fast. The Sheikh says this woman, she breaks her fast, but not for herself, but rather she does so out of fear for her fetus. He says, and so this woman, she breaks the fast. He says, but under this issue, there are a number of issues that are connected to it. And firstly, is it a condition for the pregnant or breastfeeding woman to break her fast that she has to find difficulty in fasting? The Sheikh, he says, some of the scholars hold it to be a condition, and they say that it must be difficult upon her in order for her to break her fast. But what is correct is that difficulty is not a condition, and rather it is a rukhsa, it is a concession that has been given to the pregnant and the breastfeeding woman that she can either break her fast or continue the fast. What you find is that the pregnant woman and the breastfeeding woman, they have been juxtaposed next to the sick person and the traveler. And we know that the sick person and the traveler, it is the ruqsa for them. They can choose to break their fast, or they can choose to continue on in their fast. And it's because some of the people, some of the women, they are like this. Some of them, they may find strength in their body and they feel as though they have the ability to fast, while others, they may feel the same way. What is important is that that it is not a condition that it be difficult. Rather, it is a ruqsa, it is a condition that is based upon the need of that woman. So therefore, if the woman, she finds within herself strength, and the trustworthy doctor tells her that fasting is okay, then she can continue on in her fast. If not, if there's a need to break it, then she can break it.